Welcome to your daily devotional for February 12th. Are the consolations of God too small for you? That's a quote from Job chapter 15 and verse 11. Eliphaz the Temanite and friend of Job posed this question to Job in the midst of his suffering. It was bad enough that Job's companions were accusing him of some serious and secret sin, which they imagined to be the cause of his particular suffering. At times, as here, the friends of Job also took aim at his inmost faith. Their assumption was that the Lord was consoling Job, and yet Job refused to be consoled by God. In truth, Job longed for divine consolation and never completely gave up hope. He longed for the justice of God and hoped in his mercy, saying, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite could not come before him. Listen carefully to my speech and to my declaration with your ears. See, now I have prepared my case. I know that I shall be vindicated. Who is he who will contend with me? If now I hold my tongue, I perish." We have made the argument that the consolations of God were sufficient for Job. But now I ask you a question. Are the consolations of God too small for you? Some of you, I suspect most if not all of you, have undergone various trials and tribulations, even as the Lord Jesus Christ promised. And truly the Lord God has consoled you in trial and travail. He is working even now in all of the children of light. Our God will console us by his presence, communion in prayer, his Holy Spirit, his word, through other Christians, and even through others outside the faith, if he so chooses. Man or woman who will be consoled by God in all circumstances is sound in the faith. The one who is perpetually unhappy and bemoaning circumstances in life is miserable indeed and fails the test. May we Christians never make a habit of the sin of distrust of the Almighty Savior of our souls. Instead, let us go forward in the grace and mercy of our God and be beacons of hope and examples of patient and quiet spiritual strength for others. If you or anyone needs consolation now, Scripture says this: "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ."